Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hope you had a great weekend. It is Dom time. We know that our own Joe Sebelia did. We'll get to that. Welcome in. What song were they playing when President Trump entered the arena in India? With 100,000, I guess you could say Indians, wearing white Trump hats. Why is it significant? Macho Man, Village People, with people in India, one of the last places in the world that I'd want to go to. I don't know if we have people listening. Oh, you got to go to India, Dom. I have no desire to go to India anytime soon. There you go. That's President Trump coming into the ring.
I said hello, Philadelphia!
Maybe they ought to play that for Mike Bloomberg. You know what? That is a nice combination to start off the show every day as a post-opener.
Do you know why we are here tonight? You do? Why are we here tonight?
All right, Mike Bloomberg's still in the news, I guess, until tomorrow night. Bernie is in the news today, though, without a doubt. And one of the reasons, by the way, President Trump goes to India. They're trying to work out a trade deal and all the rest. But I never understood this, and the demographic, the math backs it up. In previous elections, Republicans have had a lot of trouble with Indian-American voters and donors. I just can't see that. How are these people Democrats? But they have been. And with this, the bond that President Trump has with the Indian leader and what went on there, that's part of the deal. Every little bit helps. All right, so Bernie Sanders clearly in the driver's seat. Why is it that some in the media, MSNBC and these others, why are they upset? And I think the reason is they know deep down that someone this direct, and even now, we're going to play you some of 60 Minutes last night with Bernie. He can't figure out a way to clearly deny things like Fidel Castro and what went on in Cuba. Yeah, you know, I don't know if it's a myth or not, but I believe Bernie Sanders has no shot. We're going to start giving you the 100 reasons why, but I hope that he is a nominee. The media believes, many in the media would like to see what Bernie's talking about, by and large, a revolution. Many of them would like to see this on MSNBC and the others. At least in their mind, they think they would. But they know the only way that can happen is if you have a Manchurian candidate. In other words, somebody who doesn't articulate that, but then does it. They know that's the only way that's going to win in America. I mean, I count two states right now, just on two separate issues. Florida with Bernie going out of his way to be at war with a major Jewish group and also not figuring out a way to push back on Venezuela or Cuba. You know the stories. You know how both parties have tried to cater in that state to those refugee populations. They have. There's got to be a reason. These are the smart people that do this every day. And in Pennsylvania, he loses because he is adamantly, and he's going to keep on saying it, going to ban fracking by executive order. You're not going to win Pennsylvania with that. Now, the thing that got people, we'll play you the 60 Minutes, Dan, here in a second. The thing that got people upset over the weekend, and I found something that I don't know what to make of it yet. There's work to be done. The number one reason Bernie won in Nevada, at least by the margin that he did, were Latino voters, younger Latino voters, younger voters, and Medicare for All was a winner among Democrats there. But I'm looking at a survey that was done as a follow-up. 67% of the Medicare for All supporters think they'll be able to keep their current health insurance under Medicare for All. So they want Medicare for All. See, they see Medicare for All as like Obamacare on steroids in order to insure more people. But 67% of the supporters of this don't realize, according to the data coming out of Nevada, where this was hot for them, that they'll have to give up their private insurance. So as I said, there's work to be done here. But I'm convinced if Americans believe, if you reach enough Americans by Election Day, if Sanders is a nominee, and Mayor Pete is really going to ratchet it up. Tomorrow night, we're all expecting Pocahontas to go after Bloomberg. And I don't think Bloomberg has any great new defense on this. There's only a couple things he could do, and I don't think he's willing to do them. But I think Mayor Pete's really going to ratchet it up on Bernie. Maybe Biden a bit, too. And Medicare for All is going to be a large part of this and how radical he is. So let me take you back into the Dom Giordano archives. And this made national news. Then I'm going to play you Bernie. Now, Bernie's a lot smarter, a lot more polished on 60 Minutes when asked about Castro. I got on a woman named Janie Blackwell, city council. She's no longer on there. She was there for like 50 years. She and Jim Kenney passed a resolution calling upon the Philadelphia Public Schools to use the textbook, only this textbook, Howard Zinn. Howard Zinn's textbook is as radical as it gets. He likes Chairman Mao, and he certainly likes the Castro brothers. So I get her on, and I asked her about Castro. And this ended up, I ended up on Fox and Friends. They couldn't believe it. I'll play you Janie Blackwell first, and then we'll play you what Bernie said last night, defending his 1980s comments about Fidel Castro. And as I said, Bernie's more skillful, more articulate, more in the ring, but he just defended his comments. He tried to spin it into saying, well, there was something good about it. That never works. That's Mrs. Lincoln, how did you like the play? You know, it's not going to work. You can't get around it, which he instantly tried to do. So first, here's then city councilwoman Janie Blackwell. She's on to defend this defense of Fidel Castro.
Last question. Are you aware, and again, I'm very grateful for the time, that Zinn actually is a big fan of Castro and Mao? I don't know if you asked your staff about that. I would assume that you're not.
Say that again about
that,
Castro.
That Zinn is a big fan and writes glowingly about Fidel Castro's Cuba and about Mao, Chairman Mao in the former communist China.
Well, I'm glad that we have the right to have discussion about that. Castro didn't do everything wrong or he wouldn't have lasted so long.
Well, wait a minute. Councilwoman, are you aware how many people he lined up and shot,
well,
how many people he's killed?
Yeah, but we got a lot of people in this country from Cuba who decided when Castro said you can stay here and everybody, white and black and brown, be the same, or you can leave and go to the United States. A lot of people came here from Castro because they didn't want to live in a society where no matter what your color was, all people are the same, too.
You really believe that, or they didn't want to be under this petty dictator who's killed,
well,
literally?
I'm not going to say Castro's a petty dictator.
He's not.
I don't agree with you on everything.
Okay, I hear, Count. He's not an enemy of the United States, though?
Yeah.
Okay, it kind of ended. Yeah, well, maybe. All right, so that's Janie Blackwell here on the Dom Giordano Show. Now, here is Bernie last night with Anderson Cooper, and they're bringing up these wild comments he made in the 80s about what a paradise it was in Castro's Cuba. Here's how he defended it.
Back in the 1980s, Sanders had some positive things to say about the former Soviet Union and the Sandinistas in Nicaragua.
And everybody was totally convinced.
Here he is explaining why the Cuban people didn't rise up and help the U.S. overthrow Cuban leader Fidel Castro.
He educated the kids, gave them health care, totally transformed the society.
We're very opposed to the authoritarian nature of Cuba. But, you know, you got, it's unfair to simply say everything is bad. You know, when Fidel Castro came into office, you know what he did? He had a massive literacy program. Is that a bad thing? Even though Fidel Castro did it?
There's a lot of dissidents imprisoned in Cuba.
That's right, and we condemn that. Unlike Donald Trump, let's be clear, I do not think that Kim Jong-un is a good friend. I don't trade love letters with a murdering dictator. Vladimir Putin, not a great friend of mine.
All right, notice the pivot here. So Bernie's a little bit swifter, but he still can't get out of that, saying, why are we throwing the baby out with the bathwater? So what is it that has the people on his side, on the left? And again, it's because they know he won't win. They know the only way they can win and incrementally change the country fundamentally is by getting into the White House over two terms and doing it in that manner. They know that it has to be stealth. They know you can't say what you're going to do this blatantly and win. All right, so 855-839-1210. Got a lot more on that, a lot more of Bernie, a lot more of sound on it. He's just too honest. That's what I'm saying. He's too direct. And as soon as the 67% that support Medicare for All realize that they're going to give up their own private health insurance, then I think you're going to start to see how lopsided this would be if Bernie, the only place where I see him doing better than other Democrats might be in Michigan. You know, he does well in Michigan, if you remember in 2016. But Pennsylvania, Florida, Wisconsin, Ohio, I don't see a shot there. That's exactly what's going to happen. Okay, now, over the weekend, Philadelphia held its breath, and we saw the new fanatic, the evolution of the fanatic, right? The backdrop of this is a big, big lawsuit that's wild, that the people that designed the fanatic after 35 years have new rights. They're going back and forth with the Phillies over this, saying they have the rights to it. They have to be paid huge amounts of money. You know that that's happened. I didn't think the fanatic looked that much different. People were afraid that the Phillies were really, really going to have to change the fanatic in order to say this is a different character than this design team, right? People love the fanatic. Fanatic might be the number one mascot ever, or arguably it's right up there, right? So we thought, Dan and I talked before the show today, and we got the Dom Giordano calendar. What is it that you don't fool around with? In other words, people here in Philadelphia may have not noticed that over the years, they have evolved the Fanatic a little bit here and there and there. Not the fundamental roly-poly Fanatic you love. Almost everyone listening probably at one point has been pretty close to the Fanatic if you've been to a ball game or a public event. He's all over the place. So what is it that we should not, or in the past, you can even go back in the past, that it was a bad idea to try to mess with this, that it's fine the way it is. If not perfect, it's fine. If you go around messing with it, the fear is you're taking too much of a risk to ruining it. That's what people were afraid of with the Fanatic. I'm looking on Twitter. Some people still are, but I think they're breathing easier. All right, my thing would be the Second Amendment. Yeah, you have the Constitution. You have the ability to amend it, to change it, to do something different. But I would say it's absolutely fine as it is. And it's a number one thing that they would like to, well, they'd like to get rid of it, people on the left, let alone fine-tune it. So I'll take off the board the Second Amendment. Dan, what's yours?
The McRib.
Well put. Yeah. That was the McRib, the one, because I have no McRib knowledge. That they put on and then they take it off.
Yeah, and they take it off. So that the only thing that they should change is put it as a menu staple at McDonald's.
Yeah, I never understood that. You've complained about that before. I remember that. All right, so
yes.
The Second Amendment protecting the McRib. And Dan's is
both equally important.
Both equally important, yes. America's right to consume the McRib, protected by the Second Amendment. Hit us with, at the end of your call, what is it that you think, you may not be perfect. You know, you can always think, oh, the Mona Lisa, we can change. No, 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 no. Leave it alone. One of the great things in life is to know when it ain't broken, don't fix it. You can go back in the past if you want for one, or a current one, or an area one. And I think the Fanatic, that's what people are afraid of. Yeah, change the shoe color a little bit. I'm not going to notice. You fool around with the roly-poly Fanatic, though, and people will be upset. That's what the fear was. And Philadelphia, to its credit, I think, likes things that are institutionalized. When we like it, you know, it's like with the Mummers, all right? Would I change some things with the Mummers? Yes. But you go around changing the fundamental nature of the Mummers, people are not going to like it. They already are worried that that's what they want to do.
Macho man, yeah. I've got to be a macho man.
I have great legs, though. Just remember, that's what my wife says. Man.
All true. I could use that as a theme song. That's President Trump in India, of all places. Smarter Democrats, too, know what it's about. This is a vote that's up for grabs around the edges in the swing states, a percentage here and there. That's exactly what's going on here. Plus, maybe a big trade deal with India. Plus, a great shot at the Taj Mahal. Okay, so those are all some of the things going on with this. Bernie Sanders, though, this week, Bloomberg, maybe tomorrow night, there'll be another shootout. I don't think he's going to survive. Elizabeth Warren staying in the race just to torture him. And it's all good. But Bernie's number one card is they're trying to tout the idea that he will drive out unprecedented vote. They're even getting crazy and saying, did you see that Latino vote? Wait until he gets to Texas in the general election. Yeah, well, for every vote that might be inspired that way, you can imagine in a place like Texas, hearing Bernie Sanders and knowing about guns and knowing about Bernie Sanders and taking away their health care and knowing about Bernie Sanders and communism. In Texas? No, you're not winning Texas. But these are the pipe dreams that are out there. The smarter Democrats realize the only way they're going to attack the country again is through stealth. They can't say directly this is exactly what they want to do ultimately. Maybe some of them don't even want to go as far as Bernie, but those that do know this is not going to work. When Americans find out they're going to take away your private health insurance, you are not going to win. And that's the job of Republicans, to go over the head of the media, to lock this down, and to make that clear. All right, end of your call. Just hit us with something that you think shouldn't be fooled around with. If not perfect, there's too much, let's put it this way, there's too much risk in fooling with it for all the good it has. Inspired by the fanatic, I was thinking about that. And the Phillies really have done a good job, I think, at changing it, maybe enough, with this lawsuit, but not fundamentally. People look at, if you saw the fanatic this year and didn't know what was going on, maybe you wouldn't think, maybe you'd say, oh, he looks a little bit thinner. I don't think you'd say too much. It's a shame, but this is one that is just going to be very, very difficult. I don't know how the court will decide on this. It's a difficult thing, and that's why they're trying to keep what people love here in Philadelphia. I mean, just think about, I remember Action News, I think, changed the theme song. They did something like that at one point. People went nuts. You know, the familiarity has its place here. And if it's institutionalized, why do you want to fool around with that? Ah, Dan, I got one. No one's going to say it. Now, I don't think it's perfect, but there is one third rail in New Jersey politics. They can propose every liberal program, every nutty thing, et cetera. By the way, pretty serious stuff for the governor, and it's not a time for politics with him, so I'm leaving him out. But if you said, we're going to take away or we're going to let people pump their own gas in Jersey, you're a dead man politically. I know that now. I don't think that's ever going to change. So they must think it's perfect. If you try to fool around with that, you're going to get it. All right. Let's go to Duke in Galloway in Jersey. Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Duke.
Hey, Dom. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Listen, Bernie Sanders. Who would want a socialist as the president, okay? Do any of the millennials want 52% of their pay taken away? Let's say their paycheck is $700, and that's gross. And
yes.
Now they're grossing $350, okay? Is that worth free health care, which they're not going to get, okay?
Well, let me stop you there. Some of that is the mechanics that you're going through, the finances. They are in love with the revolutionary part of this. And the other thing, Duke, that you got to address, let's start with the big thing here, and that is student loan debt, getting rid of student loan debt. The Trump administration has got to do a better job on this.
Absolutely. But we have to pay our student debt. We have to strive to be better in this country. That's how we innovate. That's how we move forward.
That's not a good enough argument, though. You tell somebody who is used to this, is living under this, Duke, and feels entitlement that you're going to take it away, I think you got to come with bigger arguments, better arguments to turn people against this group, because this group is not going to hear, well, you're being a freeloader with this. They're just going to say, I want this gone. I'm going to vote for them.
Absolutely. The problem is indoctrination in the school system.
Well, that's what we're up against. That's what we're up against. Right. Exactly. Who's your thing we shouldn't mess with?
Don't mess with Civil War statues, okay, and American history. We formed this country, okay, and we're going to move forward, and we're going to remember.
That's a good one. All right, Civil War statues right out of the box. Boy, I didn't think we'd get one that good early on. Very good, Duke. You're in the running. All right, to Duke's point about the student loan debt, Everybody that calls me, they're arguing from their perspective. And he made a good argument. Well, you know, we other people paid it. How do you? I don't think that's enough on this. It's too enticing. This is such a bad thing, and it's helping to drive this. This and the Medicare for All. Now, the Medicare for All, as I said, this Kaiser survey done in Nevada, 67% of people that were saying, yeah, it's health care. I want Medicare for All. They did not know when they're polled that they wouldn't be able to keep their private insurance. They just think, well, it's not going to be all good. I'll keep my private. I just want more people. I want more government involvement than Obamacare. That's all that this is. When they learn it's not, and it is not, then I think you're going to see a significant downturn for Sanders. That's what Democrats are afraid of. They know once this gets exposed. Now, the New York Times has said they've had a kid gloves treatment towards Sanders. They're going to go after him more. Now, there is a backfire element here. You see all these establishment types trying to stop Sanders. Here's the perfect storm for me. Sanders either gets a nomination, but it's incredibly bloody, or Sanders gets stopped at the convention, and then the Bernie bros and others don't come out. Here's one little nugget for you, too. I spoke to the Camden County Republicans on Saturday night. These guys and women are making great strides. They're in enemy territory there when it comes with progressives. And they're launching a big rally against Nancy Pelosi and Spartacus coming to South Jersey along with the lesser Norcross to say this is not Trump country. It'll be at Camden County College this coming Saturday, right? That's one of the sites. I intend to be there. We're going to have the guy on organizing it. But he told me over the weekend, there was contact made with the Bernie bros. Yes, that the real Bernie people in South Jersey may show up arm in arm with the Trump people. Picture this now. Will you be able to spot in the crowd who's who? With the Trump people, because they hate the establishment too. They want to send a message to Nancy Pelosi. They're with Bernie. They're not with the Democrat establishment. Wow. Could we really see that? Bernie bros and Trump supporters together in a united front, at least the enemy of my enemy, at least for this one, pushing back against Nancy Pelosi and the gang coming to town for Donald Norcross. That is going to be fascinating stuff. So 10 o'clock Wednesday morning, we'll have Tom Crone on. He'll give you all the details. I think this is going to be pretty big. I think people are going to turn out for this. And I think it's going to be kind of fun and a spectacle. And I hope to be there. I have such admiration for what's going on with the Camden County Republicans. They're really making strides. And I think the Republican Party in Jersey is, too. And I think they have a chance in some of the big races coming up. All right. Phone lines, though, are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you push pound 1210. So is Bernie the ideal candidate, or are you nervous about Bernie? Are you nervous because, as Duke just said, the indoctrination that's going on? The only issue that I don't put rose-colored glasses on doing this. I'm telling you honestly, getting rid of student loan debt, going forward and canceling it, some of you just can't wrap your mind around that because you paid yours, or you think, well, how are we just going to free? It's a powerful thing to get these reluctant voters to vote for Sanders and to come out on election day. You got to face facts. You just can't wish it. Now, he's eminently beatable. I just told you, fracking in Pennsylvania, Castro in Florida, right there. Those are two tremendous detriments that I don't see how he overcomes. But he's authentic in his craziness. All right. So is he the easiest candidate to beat here? Probably not. There are easier ones. All right. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. Coming up to an update on the safe injection sites. Several little birds flew into my window about 8, 9 o'clock last night telling me there might be more than one site, or the site, it looks like, could be in a different part of town, not Kensington. I'll tell you what I know. I'm piecing it out as we go forward to try to lock this down. And I'll tell you, in this area of the city, you're really messing around if you put it there. It's not Rittenhouse Square. All right, how big of a threat is Bernie Sanders? Because going to be difficult to stop him at this point for Democrats. Given the math, given where we are, number of delegates, what he has is a firm base. The big lie out there, though, some of the media are trying to spin, he's just like Trump. In other words, these people on his side are so against the establishment, as Trump was going against both establishments, if you remember 2016, not just Obama, but the Republican so-called elite, okay? And they're making a case that's similar to Trump. Some people won't drop out, and that's why it's hard to have a united front here. Now, the big difference with Bernie Sanders is, and Trump, there is a guy who can bring pretty big crowds, a lot of social media. He's raising money from a lot of smaller donors, all true. But it's about getting something from the government. It's about getting something for nothing. That's not the base of Trump support. That's exactly what's going on here. And the biggest is the idea of student loan debt being forgiven, and then going forward, that student loan debt would not be there, that would be free. Need a better counter on that one. That is driving some of his vote. On the Medicare for All, that's going to be a layup to knock that apart. Alrighty, 855-839-1210. Now, what I'm told over the weekend, and I'm not going to say the proposed site yet because I got to lock this up. I need more evidence on this. But you know that Kensington, there's that site in Kensington, and Dan made a great point last week. Why do you people in the suburbs care about them? Well, I think in a broad sense, you get how lawless this is, that these people in our area are going to enable addicts, put the police in an unbelievably bad position. And if you're in the suburbs or the rest of Pennsylvania, you're paying for this nonsense. Just like you're paying for Delaware County in some way, shape, or form. But Philadelphia's a basket case if they don't have the rest of the state paying for them. And there's resentment of that. But it's also, you're sad to see what Philadelphia has become. That's true. Well, this one will really be sad if this pans out to be, and I do think it's credible they're considering this. If there's more than one site, or this might be the principal site, there's an attractive property in South Philly. Now, when you think of this area, you think of one of the golden ages, the mythology. What's the place that always comes up in the top two or three places? South Philly. You know, it's just magical almost. That's why I'm so proud to have been grown and bred in South Philly. Yeah, exactly. I'm told, though, there's starting to be mounting evidence. They're considering a site there. Now, you got to understand, there are certain areas of South Philly, that nice areas, that have become very, very bad under Krasner, drug-related, stuff of that nature. Saw it a little bit when I did an event down there last spring, summer. So South Philly. Now, if you think it's been volatile, what these idiots are trying to do in Kensington, you know, I don't know how much clout Kensington has. That's why they get dumped on all the time. But South Philly, I think people will come out of the woodwork with this stuff. That's what I'm told. And it's bubbling. You're hearing it here first. Now, I'll give you the exact location when I'm comfortable that this is an actual fact. It's speculation now at this point. I trust the person who gave it to me, but I have to, you know, I'm not going to say, oh, yeah, within 2 months, they're going to be in this place in South Philly. Why South Philly? Now, you know what we're always told. One, Kensington, that's where all the addicts are. Where else are we going to put it? In Kensington. Why would they do it in South Philly? Well, they're going to make the same argument. There's a place there that would have the infrastructure that would match this. Convenient to the subway and everything else. South Philly? Yeah. Question I'm going to ask some of these people, though, that will get up in arms when this happens. How many of you voted for Democrats? How many of you continue to vote for Democrats? Why do you do that? In what universe would South Philly be at risk? It is quintessential middle class, well, going downhill a little bit in certain parts. Why South Philly? Well, why not? You know, Jim Kenney wouldn't care about that. 855-839-1210. You get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push #1210. Let's go to Jack in Florida. Jack, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jack, good morning.
Morning, Tom. I think there's two issues that Sanders is going to draw on. One is medical, and the second is student loans. Over the weekend, I heard some news people discuss the student loans since 2000 have went up 70%.
Yeah, well, I think the health care is a loser for him, ultimately, once you convince people. Now, it's going to take some effort to break through the media, Jack, that you'll lose your private insurance. So they believe that. That is a killer. But the student loan debt is the hard one.
Okay, Don, that's why I called. For the last couple of months, I've come up with an idea, and I want you to think about it and throw it out there to your audience.
Sure.
Why consider taking student loan debt and rolling it into first-time home mortgage? Think about that. Now, you can talk about a low interest rate, right? 3.5 to 4% over a period of 30 years. Now, this is not a pie-in-the-sky idea on my part, and I realize there's a lot of ramifications that it would have to be addressed. But I think it could be a real big talking point and something that could really be worked on politically.
Okay. I'm thinking about it, so I don't know what to say about it yet until I think about it a little bit more.
Yeah, I've never heard it, but it's something you have to kind of digest and dissect.
Yeah.
But
from
an optic standpoint, it sounds great.
Yeah, it does. So I'll consider that. And, you know, when we're talking with the Trump people and others, I'm egging them on, though, Jack. I am not happy that on this issue, and I'm not happy, I have to say, too, with listeners who get upset with me and just say, well, you know, it's not the right thing to cancel it. And we paid ours and we're going to be mad. But you're already mad at them for all these giveaways. This one, this one's like taking apart a bomb that you need the PhD, a bomb taker of parts for. You know what I mean? You just can't throw it out. So I like your suggestion as something to consider. And this is what I think the Trump people have to realize. This is the only thing I see with Sanders that drives something a little bit different here. What's the thing we shouldn't fool around with?
Beach tags in Wildwood.
That's a great one. That is just what I was looking for. Beach tags in Wildwood. No beach tags in Wildwood. Every time this comes up, there's World War III over it. Yeah. It's been stopped every time. That's a good one. There's no beach tags in Wildwood. There's no beach tags in Atlantic City. And I think there's a third one at the shore.
The man's living in Florida now.
Right.
And the first thing he thinks of is still those stupid beach tags.
See, that proves your point.
Yep.
Yep. People just won't give it up. And people don't understand that. That's it. Yeah, he's in Florida. And yet, the beach tags in Wildwood. See, people don't forget that. That's why the Fanatic thing was so over the weekend, like touch and go. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210 and AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push #1210. One of the nuggets that came out over the weekend is this what rank was he? Not Brigadier General, but the guy that was the intelligence guy for the Trump campaign that spoke to the Schiff Committee about the Russians again, that it was overstated. Even Jake Tapper, even CNN said that, okay? And the idea is that they quizzed him. It's come out now. Well, do you have phone taps? Do you have information? No, this is all just a summary, our own judgment, that the Russians are up to it again. So there wasn't even evidence. Now, do I think the Russians are up to it? But this guy was explicit. They explicitly want Trump to win. And he admitted the part that the leaks and news media left out, the nuance of it, was that they don't have definitive evidence on that. Now, you need the full story when we see this stuff. I don't know that the Russians want Bernie Sanders to win, too, just because of his communism. You know, I don't know that I can make that statement. I think what they want to do is they want to tear us apart by having us go after each other. That's their main mission here. All right. The two shows, Better Call Saul. I am still a huge fan. I think it's on again tonight. They just did that as a premiere last night on AMC at 10. And tonight at 9. It is just this overall, how does a guy go from, you know, one state to the guy that we see, the lawyer, Saul Goodman in Breaking Bad. How does that evolution happen is just fascinating. This is kind of going back, and we see how it happened. I don't think we've hit the turning point yet, though, but I just think it's a brilliant spinoff from Breaking Bad. Spinoffs are hard, very hard to have a great spinoff. The other is Hunters, Al Pacino on Amazon Prime. I saw it on Friday as soon as I got home, like 2 o'clock in the afternoon or so. And Dan, you only saw episode 1 so far. That's all I did. I didn't want to cherry pick and do more. But yeah, it's I love the plot. I love some of the stuff that's going on. It's about Nazi hunters, pretty much. I don't know that there's so many Nazis out there to be seeing a Nazi behind everything in New York and Florida. But yeah, it was
just
good.
Everything from the set design down to the makeup is just it's incredibly beautiful. It really takes you to the 70s when it takes place.
Yeah, well, definitely in the Miami and the Florida area, too. They do a good job. New York.
It fits right into the realm of what I look for in a show. And it's you know, obviously not based in truth, but it kind of parallels reality a little bit.
Right, and there's nothing political. You observe that. There's no anti-Trump stuff that this is happening because it's set in the
70s. As a Trump fan, there's nothing political. There's no kind of virtue signaling or anything like that. But you know the left's going to try to turn it. Oh, it's a show about Nazis. So obviously they're talking about Trump fans.
That's what people on Twitter, when I put it up, I enjoyed the first episode. Oh, did you like Donald Trump in it? That was the first comment on Twitter. This guy does it all the time. All right, anybody speaking of Twitter, too, our side question of the day for the great Dom Time calendar. Anybody have a good one? Something that you should not fool around with and change. You're running the risk. It may not be perfection, but you're running the risk. By the way, I'm looking at Harvey Weinstein coming into the courtroom with his walker. Is that an ad that he has on the front of it? I'm not sure. Some product placement there for an upcoming film. All right, well, what do we have on Twitter so far?
So we have Common Core.
Don't change Common Core. Get rid of it. But you know, they mean put Common Core.
They say should have left math alone.
Math alone. That's a very good one. That's a tremendous one. That's up there with Diet Coke. Yeah.
Captain Chunky Crab Cakes, specifically the Dom Cake.
Ah, that's right. Yes.
A great one from Albert Flasher on Twitter. Kate Smith singing God Bless America at Flyers games.
That would have possibly won if you had called in. Somebody could, I guess, with that one, Dan. That is a very – yeah, well, I don't know why they got – oh, it stayed. You know, somebody new comes in. People love that. Why would they object? Nobody complained about that.
And one that, from my knowledge, hasn't changed, but I guess they don't want it to ever change.
Right.
Wawa Coffee.
Ah, very good. Yeah, a lot of stuff with Wawa.
And it'll give me a chance to rant real quick. Something that they shouldn't have changed is their method of making bread. Remember the bread used to be so good at Wawa?
Amorosa's. That's where they get it from.
Yeah, and now they par bake the bread and bake it in-house, and it's nowhere near as good.
I would agree. Yeah, and I'm not the big critic of Wawa at all. I love Wawa, but Amorosa's is superior. Vineland, near your place.
Yep.
That you. Well, you know, this kind of gets into, too, why did they drop it? Why did they have to? And often it's somebody that comes in, they just want to make change for change's sake, and they just think, well, we can make it a little bit, and they end up screwing up the whole thing.
I think in Wawa's case, it was actually expansion that required them to change.
Okay.
Because once they expanded nationwide down to Florida, down the south a little bit,
they had to give away to
normalize the product.
Right. But I think people ought to be breathing easy, pretty easy here with the Phillies and the Fanatic. Now, if this goes to court and they have to change it more drastically, then we could talk again. But I don't think I was expecting something really, really drastic. All right, let's go to callers. Mark in Quakertown's in on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Don. Great show. Just a side note before we get going. I just wasn't a fan of the Dom show up until recently, and I'm on a service route. I go in service equipment.
Okay.
I was talking to a guy. We had a conversation going about 1210, and I like this guy. He says, oh, you got to listen to Dom. I said, yeah, but I don't know what it is. He says, just listen to him. I said, okay. So I listened to you for a week. You just got a style all your own. And as soon as I understood that, hey, we're a little levity, we're, you know, more local stuff, whatever, it's like, I like this guy.
Well, I appreciate it very much.
I like him.
Well, good.
And,
I'm glad to.
So I try to tune in to you as often as I can. I enjoy the show. I enjoy these questions of the day. And yeah, you're doing a good job. I retract my original comments.
They're forgotten. We don't know that you ever said them. Just
Don, you're a classy guy.
Go forward in peace and multiply. Yes.
Yes, yes. So, anyways, these injection sites seem so ludicrous to me that we're going to open a site so the addicts can stop shooting up in their basement and come to this site. Whose idea is this?
I mean, that's so stupid,
these addicts are all of a sudden, because we have a safe site, oh, let's go over there and shoot up. What are we going to do? Hey, Dom, haven't seen you shooting up lately. How you been? Oh, I'm great. You know,
that is a great point.
What is the matter with these people?
That is right. What is going to herd them toward doing that? The answer is very few of them will do it, Mark. That's exactly it. What shouldn't be changed, or what is it that is pretty perfect?
So I, the only constant in life, Dom, is change.
Right.
I mean, that's just the way it is. If I had to pick something, it would be the bikini. I love going to the beach and looking at the bikini.
I would say the bikini is perfect. Yes, absolutely. All right. I think we got the winner here.
I don't know if you
can.
Good
night, everybody.
Can
we got
you
2 hours
improve
left.
On the bikini? I don't think
so. Well, the thong, I guess, but that may not be.
I don't think that's an improvement, though. I think that's
I think the bikini is.
Bikini's perfectly between, tasteful.
That's what
and
I was going to say.
Right?
It's tasteful erotica. Tasteful erotica is always the winner.
Yeah.
I think the belly button ring.
Yeah, I think
write
once
this
you start
tasteful
with the thong,
erotica.
It kind of gets into the realm of not being tasteful anymore.
Right. And, right. Yeah. This is all. Yeah. That's going to. So far, we got the beach tag. Keep them. Civil War statues, and the bikini. We haven't had a female register anything yet, though. So we'll see what that might be. 855-839-1210. That was nice stuff from Mark. I don't know what sparked him there. Maybe it was Joe that turned him around.
Maybe it was the drop about you having great legs.
Yes, maybe that was it.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.